Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Acts chapter 4, verses 8 through 13. The Reverend Randy Asbury is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading for the festival of the Confession of St. Peter is from Acts chapter 4. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated, common men, they were astonished, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you want to fully grasp the Confession of St. Peter, you need to join Peter in his prison cell and at his court hearing. That's where he makes the confession we hear in our reading today. But before we join Peter there, let's go back in time a bit. A couple of years earlier, Peter was sitting at the feet of his dear master, Jesus. Jesus had taken him and the other apostles up north to Caesarea Philippi. It was the farthest north that Jesus would travel, the farthest away from Jerusalem. Jesus gave his 12 chosen ones a pop quiz. "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they recited all the things they had been hearing. "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Then Jesus gave them their midterm exam. "But who do you say that I am?" Peter, speaking for the rest, eagerly raised his hand and answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus' response to Peter's bold and faithful confession both praises Peter and sets the record straight. "Well done, Peter. You get an A for the day, but don't get cocky. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Any true and faithful confession of Jesus being the Christ, the anointed Savior sent by God himself, can only be made by God revealing it to you. And what precisely did Peter confess? He confessed who Jesus is and what Jesus does. Jesus is the anointed one sent by God. His work is to bring the forgiveness of sins so that we might live under him and serve him under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. It's on this confession, along with Peter the confessor, and other confessors with him and after him, that Jesus promises to build his church. And even those huge, black, Mordor-like gates of hell, with all the hordes of satanic soldiers marching out of them, shall not prevail against Jesus' church. Now we're ready to rejoin Peter at his court hearing. In Acts 3, Peter and John had healed a lame beggar. Peter told the man, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." The man leapt up, stood, began to walk and entered the temple praising God. And then Peter proclaimed the gospel, repentance for the forgiveness of sins, to all in the temple who heard him. Then the authorities arrested Peter and John for, you guessed it, the crime of preaching Jesus. Our reading today picks up with Peter giving faithful testimony in his court hearing. Now, when you look at our reading, printed on the page or in your Bibles, at the very center of this reading, you see Peter's words about Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. It's this Jesus who healed that lame man. It's this Jesus whom the authorities rejected. It's this Jesus whom you are called to confess, regardless of how folks receive it. It's this Jesus who is the center of the church's life and every Christian's life. After all, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And notice that Peter does not keep this wonderful truth to himself. Even when those more powerful than he, quite hostile to him, are after him, he is emboldened. He is strengthened by the proclamation of Christ crucified and risen. He joyfully confesses there is salvation in no one else. You see, in Christ crucified and risen, and only in him, do we have true life. Sins are forgiven. God smiles and showers his favor upon us. We need not be afraid. And so the same Holy Spirit who filled Peter that day also emboldens us this day in our time. Do we get weak-kneed just talking about Jesus to a friend or relative? Do we tremble at the thought of faithfully confessing Christ in a world so hostile to the gospel? Oh, sure we do, each and every one of us. Think of that woman who was recently arrested in the UK for praying silently outside an abortion clinic. If they can come for her, they can certainly come for you and me when we confess Jesus with our lips. How will you confess Jesus under duress? Truth be told, you can only do that as the Father, not flesh and blood, reveals it to you. You can only do that by the effective working of the Holy Spirit. You can only do so because there is salvation in no one else, only in Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And since he gives you his cross-won forgiveness and his resurrection life, you can joyfully confess him no matter the duress or trial. After all, not even the gloomy gates of hell can prevail against Jesus, his church, or his faithful confessors. How did St. Paul say it? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? After all, nothing, absolutely nothing, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And the peace of God, which goes beyond all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.